Well, I was speaking with a group of older ladies at a retirement home, and they started telling me about Blackhawk County was dry, Bremer County was wet, and there was an electric train that ran between Waterloo and Waverly. And they would go to the depot on Saturday nights to watch the train come in, the trolley, because the men would come from Waterloo with suitcases to fill with liquor. And these ladies were just having the wonderful time telling this story and laughing and sharing stuff. And when we finished, their activity director came up to me and said, "What was prohibition?" So that got me thinking. I talked to my daughters who didn't know much, and I realized, you know, there's stories to tell, and I can tell them about Iowa.
Very neat, yeah. And Iowa's got some famous prohibition stories from Al Capone and Templeton Rye. I mean, a lot of bootlegging stories, obviously.
Right. And, you know, I really thought I knew a lot about prohibition, but when I was going around speaking, I would say to people, "Listen, I'm thinking about writing about prohibition. What went on in your area?" And I went home with names to call to people to talk to. Well, I called one number, and this man panicked when I asked if I could talk to him about prohibition. And it was, "How do you know I know anything about prohibition? Who gave you my number?" You know, just on and on, very upset that I was talking to him. So I have a son-in-law who's a deputy sheriff, and the next time I saw him, I said, "Hey, I had this strange phone conversation." When I finished telling about it, he went, "Well, the statute of limitations has run out on everything but murder." And I went, "Oh, yeah, this is Iowa. Give me a break." Well, we did have murders.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Many, many. I'm guessing it was quite a turbulent time, not only for Iowa, but for the country. And you are coming to our Marshalltown Public Library this Saturday at 2 o'clock to talk about your book and talk about prohibition in our county and our area.
Yes.
Any stories you can share?
Well, I did look up some for your area. And in 1925, the sheriff of Marshall County had decided there was so much moonshine whiskey at the dance halls that they had to close on Sunday night. They could not be open. On Saturday night, they had to close at midnight, so he didn't have problems. But on Sunday night, they could stay open late. And so he was just plain closing all dance halls on Sunday nights.
Very interesting. Linda McCann joining us, talking about her book. It's called Prohibition in Eastern Iowa. And again, she is an Iowa-based author that will be in our community coming up Saturday at our library at 2 o'clock. And where can folks find out more information about your book?
Probably the best place is at my publisher. It's The Iowan Books.
The Iowan Books.
Right. And they're the people that make or print the Iowan magazine. So,
okay.
You know, and that would tell about the book, and they can buy it there, or they can come Saturday and buy them from me.
Very neat. And where are you based out of, Linda? Where will you be traveling from?
I'm in Shell Rock, up by Waverly.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the radio today. We look forward to hearing you on Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you.